103 Jams, Kansas City's number one for hip-hop and R&B. We have a Kids Start Your Engines mini car show and car drive happening this Sunday. On the phone with me to tell us more about it is D'Angela Johnson, the mom of Mr. MJ, who we are helping benefit this weekend. How are you doing this afternoon?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I am doing great. First of all, let's talk about your son, Mr. MJ. He has a great foundation for a great cause to help benefit the Kawasaki Disease Foundation. I understand he was diagnosed this year in the summer. Tell us about how you found out about this and how it's affected you and the family.
Yes, MJ, he is 4 years old from Kansas City. So at the end of July, what we thought was an allergic reaction to just being outdoors. He, you know, as a kid running around and had broke out in hives, and what turned into hives then turned into a fever. And long story short, we ended up in an emergency room, and shortly after that, he was transported to the local children's hospital here in Kansas City. And so we went through a few tests, and after 24 hours, was determined that he had something called Kawasaki's disease.
Wow. And for those who don't know much about Kawasaki disease, including myself, can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yes. So including myself as well, because we had no idea. That was our first time hearing about it, right? So we didn't know any of the signs and symptoms. So Kawasaki's disease, it causes swelling and inflammation in children in the walls of small to medium sized blood vessels. So all the blood that carries blood to your body, those vessels swell. And so when they swell, one of the issues that can happen, it can cause aneurysms and within your arteries. And with Kawasaki's, there are certain symptoms or certain signs to look out for to know that it's Kawasaki's. And so with Mason, like his doctors explained, he was the textbook case, right? So he had hives, he had bloodshot red eyes, he had a swollen red tongue, his hands and feet were swollen, and he was just overall miserable. He was not the MJ that we knew. And so there's no test or anything to diagnose Kawasaki. It's just really based off of those symptoms. And thankfully, he had the textbook case to where when they looked at it, they knew exactly what it was. And then after ruling out everything else, was able to diagnose him with Kawasaki's to make sure that this disease doesn't have any damages to his heart. Because one of the things about Kawasaki's is that it is the leading cause of acquired heart disease in children. So, you know, sometimes children, they can have congenital heart disease, something that they're born with. Well, Kawasaki's, the disease is so strong with those, you know, the inflammation of your arteries, it can cause an acquired heart disease. So something that you just, you acquire, you can get.
Definitely going to still keep him in our thoughts for sure as he continues to fight with the disease. Tell us about the mini car show and car drive happening this Sunday.
Yes. So we are so excited about this car show and car drive. This was honestly something that was an idea that was just, it was thought of, right? So it's not something that we've been thinking of 5 years, you know, ago. It was something that was thought of overnight and actually was inspired by MJ. So as we were leaving the hospital that day, one of the things that MJ received at the hospital was cars. They were cars from donations that had been donated to the children's hospital. So long story short, as we were leaving, he told us, hey, you know, mom and dad, I really want to leave the cars here with the children that have to stay here. And, you know, we were fortunate in that situation to only have to stay at the hospital for a week, but it was touching for him to think about the kids that couldn't go home. You know, what can I give them so that way they can feel better? And overnight, we just thought of, you know, hey, let's figure out a way that we can donate cars to the Children's Hospital. So we reached out to Children's Hospital and, well, Children's Mercy. We reached out and said, hey, you know, we want to do this. Is this something we can do? And they told us, yes, they would love it. Packaged cars, packaged toy cars are a hot commodity.
Okay.
And so, yeah, that's when we came up with the idea. So this Sunday, we are inviting the community to come out and donate packaged toy cars. We will hold the car drive at the McDonald's near the Legends outlet. So within in Kansas City, Kansas. So in the Legends outlet, there's a McDonald's right there.
Oh, yeah.
We will be there from 3 o'clock p.m. to 6 o'clock p.m. And if you walk in and say, we're here for the car drive, they will know where to direct you.
We all grew up on Hot Wheels as a kid, so I'm definitely with that great cause. So if they want to learn more about this, Ms. Johnson, where can they go to?
Yes, so they can follow us on Facebook. We actually have a page. It's MJ, one word, kids. K-I-D-Z, don't forget to sum the Z.
Yes.
Car Club.
I love what you're doing with this cause. And most importantly, I love what your son is trying to do. So I appreciate you taking your time, giving us this information. Please, if you can, go out and support this Sunday at the McDonald's Play Place over at the McDonald's in the Legends. You can't miss it. You know the Legends. You know the McDonald's.
You can't. And if you don't, the kids will see it. They'll point it from a mile away.
You ain't lying. And you're going to smell them fries. That is for sure.
Of course.
Give MJ my best, Ms. Johnson. Thank you for your time. And much success to you this weekend.
Okay, thank you for your time, and thank you to the community as well.